This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With the caveat that investing has downside as well as upside risk, a story now about the government wanting to make it easier for small investors, which is to say individuals, to buy into companies before they go public. That's where a lot of the real money is, money that's usually off limits to those who are inexperienced in the ways of Wall Street. Jay Clayton, the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, said in an interview with the Wall Street Journal yesterday that he wants to remove some of the barriers meant to protect small investors. And it turns out the SEC isn't the only one that thinks it's time to take off those training wheels. From WESA Marketplace's Erica Barris has that story.
Trading stocks isn't what it used to be. It's cheaper. A whole lot cheaper, especially for small investors. E-Trade, Charles Schwab, Betterment, they've all been slashing fees and restrictions in a battle for our business. But this week, JPMorgan Chase bigfooted them all with an app that lets its 60 million customers trade for free.
So they're basically facing threat from two sets of players.
That's Ananya Ghosh, the author of TAP, Unlocking the Mobile Economy. He says for years, big banks didn't want this business and were charging as much as $25 a trade. But now 20 million people are using web-based and mobile trading apps. And the big banks have been lowering their fees to try to catch up.
You know, in a market that's so competitive and is so saturated with, you know, so many options for customers, it just doesn't make sense to have a service that charges, you know, three times or four times what everybody else is charging.
Judith Fox is a professor of consumer law at Notre Dame and was on the board of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau until just a few months ago. She says for small investors, free trading
would be a good thing. Because sometimes it's just prohibitive because the amount of fees, you're not going to get anywhere.
And with a market that seems to know only one direction, up, investing without guardrails doesn't feel that risky. Fox says that could be a problem.
It's almost too easy, and people are going to be doing this who really don't know what they're doing.
Chase says it'll give investors access to its stock research. Joshua Charles is a trader in Rockville, Maryland. He says novice investors may not have the financial knowledge to make sense of it all.
You can go out and you can get great advice online, you know, but if you don't really understand how all that parlays into your bigger picture, you could do something that could actually hinder or hurt yourself in the long run.
Especially if the market takes a turn. Chase has a different big picture in mind. Kelly Kiao heads up digital wealth management at JPMorgan Chase. She says the strategy is to use free trade to pull in people who have Chase accounts and invest elsewhere and to sign up first-time investors.
We know that clients who have more relationships with us and do more things with us, the more that they do, the less likely they are to leave us.
But everybody is in the relationship game, and analysts say JPMorgan's free move could force competitors to lower their fees, too. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.